Hello, it's the 26th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A report discussed at Bedford Borough Council meeting outlined the service concerns of Bedford's public transportation users and the challenges facing bus operators post-lockdown. Kempston Labour councillor Mohammed Nawaz stated, "People are in kind of a panic situation, thinking what's going to happen to the bus services." Charles Royden, the portfolio holder for Environment, Highways and Transport, responded, "They are not charities, these bus companies. If they are not making any profit, then routes are in peril. There's an element of use it or lose it." The Chief Officer of Highways, Transport and Engineering, Matthew D'Archambault, added, "Less than about 10% of services are run under contract, so the vast majority of buses are commercial services. The only powers that we have are over our contracted bus services." Court associates and legal advisers represented by the Public and Commercial Services Union are engaging in strike action until the end of the month in three locations, including Luton. The action is against the implementation of a faulty £1 billion criminal justice computer common platform, which many believe undermines the integrity of the courts. A man has been found guilty of manslaughter in a Luton hit-and-run instance which occurred last year. 34-year-old Tola Piper from Bedford was running next to a Nissan Micra on Dewsbury Road when he was fatally struck by 27-year-old Karen Sony driving a Vauxhall Insignia. Sony then collided with the Nissan, losing his vehicle's front Vauxhall badge and fleeing the scene. He was later identified when the badge was found in the vicinity by Beds Police. Sentencing for Mr. Sony, who is also facing drug-related charges, will occur on an upcoming date. Two IT students will represent Bedford College at the National World Skills Website Development event held next month in Middlesbrough. 17-year-old James McKay and 21-year-old Daniel Cobzaru have made it into the final eight and will compete alongside other best in the UK participants. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.